Hi, Nev.
Good evening. I hope Tony will be well tomorrow.
Thank you. I think it's an answer to that 516 prayer with 11 letter name of Hashem, because they were treating him for a urinary tract when all the while it was something different. So, and the doctors, bless his heart, he said he would do the procedure during his lunch hour. I think he saw that he needed it right away because he was really going down fast. So, a lot of blessings.
Well, Bezrat Hashem, it will be this time.
So, what do I do? Just do the prayers over, he and I, together on Thursday or Wednesday on Yom Kippur?
You going to be in the hospital Wednesday, Tuesday night, or are you coming home?
Well, it just depends. When,
Well,
we're hoping that you'll get to come home.
bring your matzor with you. And have it do for you both to do. He's not obligated because of the procedures. So, and whatever you can do while you're in the environment you're in.
Right. Okay.
Randall.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we are in section 36. And our verse is 390. And we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Chud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bithilu, Urshimu, Uthilu, Uthilu, Urshimu, Liakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavate, the Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino, Amadunai, Elohino, Elena, Maseya, Deno, Kunene, Elena, Maseya, Deno, Kunenehu, Orihu call hahu yo ma behahu leo yakinash hahu gavra call inun rechimo we call hahu leo ya ishta ladalu leo raita wala hawa man dinaim Amar lo hahu gavra v'matu minaychu kol chad v'chad lema mila chad ta d'oraita. The translation: they waited all that day. At night, the landlord gathered all his friends together. They studied Torah all that night, and nobody slept. He said to them, I ask of you all that each person give a new explanation about the words of the Torah. My commentary: the pasuk is clear as written. Why do men study all night before a brit milah? This is done in the presence of the baby man-child. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Does Brit Milah have to be done a certain time of the day?
It's better to do it in the morning after sunrise.
Okay.
It's usually done in the Orthodox, it's done in the synagogue after the morning prayers.
Okay. So why would they wait till night?
Well, it said they studied all day.
Yeah, I know. But why would they not study during the day? Oh, well, probably after midnight, they're thinking of, you know, from 12 noon, the negative system is in play. So they probably waited till...
Till night, and then they gathered together. And the baby is not to be left alone during that night. The father is supposed to stay up and study the Torah with the baby that whole night.
Oh, okay. So it's blessings for the baby as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do you think he would ask for a new explanation from each person?
Well, in a Sheva Brachot, after the marriage, some communities have the groom teach Torah, a new aspect of Torah, whatever he's learned, to the people at the Sheva Brachot. It's the same idea. What you're doing is introducing the baby to these new understandings. The baby may be not able to speak, but it's still capable of understanding the words on a soul level.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm thinking of last Shavuot when several of us got together for the all-night study, and it didn't matter who was leading a certain part. Everybody just pitched in with a contribution, so to speak. So,
and that is the way it's done. That's the way it's supposed to be done.
Right.
I mean, I'm waiting for you guys to start pitching in. I keep asking you for questions, but it and you make comments all the time, Hannah, but rarely do others do, and it's beginning to, you know, some people do, but not as often as you're doing it, and that's fine. You know, I appreciate the comments. It's what we're all learning from.
Well, I remember when I first started, I didn't feel like I knew enough to ask a question, and you know, so maybe that's the reluctance.
Well, that is very understandable. People do not feel that they're capable at the beginning of their studies.
Yeah. But I think you finally reach the point where you just tell yourself, okay, if it's a dumb question, it's just a dumb question. You know?
Well, you know there are no such things.
Well, that was a poor choice of words. Let me put, you know, it's like when I hear some of my students who are on the conference call, and I think, gosh, don't you remember when in the class, you know, you've got my notebook. And the reason I gave you a notebook with just about everything that we covered was so I wouldn't even let them take notes. I wrote detailed notes of the class every week, you know, so that they could truly listen. And so they wouldn't be saying, well, how do you spell this or how do you spell that? And so at times I feel the same way. I think, well, you know, it's kind of a, surely don't you remember? And so I guess on my own, I think the same way. I should really know the answer to that we already had it. It was like the other night when you said the meaning of Tishri being my gift. And I thought, oh, that's so neat. I didn't know that. And yet I know most of the meanings of the months. Why didn't I know Tishrei? And then when I didn't have the handout handy when you were teaching the other night, I was just following from the computer page. So when I finally got it, I had, I don't know how many times written, Tishrei, my gift. So you see, I had seen it too. So that's the thing. I mean, you know, we have to hear things over and over, and But I think when you get older, you get mellow with age. Well, I think the longer we study, we finally just say, well, I'm going to ask it. And if it's something that I'm embarrassed because I don't remember, and I should, or remember part, or maybe this is something that I remember from past pre-Jewish days, you know. So I guess I'm trying to defend everybody.
Well, and no need to defend it. I'm not attacking. Go ahead, Brandy.
I have two questions. The first question is, were they studying Torah at night? I thought you weren't supposed to do that.
It's recommended not to study Torah, meaning the five books of Moses. But if you're doing it after midnight, it's okay. And also, it's recommended to study the Zohar, which is Torah, the Talmud, which is Torah, the Psalms, which is Torah, the writings and the prophets are all Torah. So when you use the word Torah, especially in the Zohar, you have to be more expansive than to think in terms of the Chumash.
Okay. Second question is, did they have a minyan, or were they required to have a minyan?
You're not required to have a minyan to study. And they did have a minyan because earlier it said that there was a minyan. It was the landlord, the two rabbis, and seven other friends. It didn't say how many, but it was clear that it was a minyan.
Okay, those were my questions.
Okay. And I would just comment on the comments that Hannah made is you need to study each item 101 times in order to remember it. And that is an adage that comes from the Zohar many, many times throughout the Zohar. That we need to study and repeat the study and then repeat the study. And the Zohar does that quite frequently. It repeats the same idea, sometimes in different words, in different ways. But it's all because human beings need to have the reinforcement at least 101 times.
Well, when I was teaching second grade, they told us it took 6 weeks. First, you know, for second graders to remember what had transpired for their first year when they were coming to you. But evidently, we're slower than the kids were.
So let us continue with 391.
Okay.
Had we amar Ifroa the Raot the Israel the Heat Nadev Ambarku Hashem Maika Mchamo Divora Uvara Diftahu Bechai Kira Elah Ketaninan Leit Alma Mitzkaima Elah Al Hai Berit Diktiv Im Lo Beriti Yomam Velaila Vidomer Yehashemaya Viara Al Dakaimin. The translation. One man opened the discussion by saying that it is written, in time of tumultuous strife, Hebrew word is prayot in Israel. When the people willingly offered themselves, praise Hashem, and he asked, why did Devorah and Barak open their poem with this phrase? Because we have learned the world cannot exist without this covenant. And it is written, if my covenant be not day and night, it were as if I had not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. As heaven and earth are established upon it. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as written. The pasuk is saying, when a vessel is willing to cease something, this is the moment of practical revelation. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Did you say C-S-E-E or C's, S-E-I-Z-E?
C-E-A-S-E.
Oh, cease. Okay.
That sense of stop.
Say again, Brandy.
As in to stop?
Yes, as in to stop.
So is that when we get epiphany moments?
Hopefully you get an epiphany moment all the time. But whenever you get an epiphany moment, that's the beginning of the change. That's when you'll do a different action than you've done before.
So is that a cease? A stop?
The cease means to stop, yes.
I think what I just said about the definition of Tishri, I mean, to know that it meant my gift, I mean, that was a Tiffany moment for me. Even though you had taught it before, I had notes on it on the page, and I had a little star there. But it just made all the things that happened in Tishrei and all the ways that we've had.
All the qualities and all these actions that we need to do all make sense when you understand that the days of Tishrei are a gift from Hashem.
Yes.
But in reading this verse, 391, my commentaries can be difficult to understand because it's talking about the verse from the book of Judges that begins the story of Devorah and Barak. And in that statement, it says that it was a tumultuous time, or there was tumultuous strife, the Hebrew word of prayot, in Israel. But then the people willingly offered themselves to solve the strife. The strife was with the Philistines. The strife was with other nations. And Devorah was the judge. Barak was her husband. And she told her husband, go ask the people for, I believe it was 10,000 soldiers from each tribe. And Barak was afraid to do that, but he said, if you'll come with us, I will do that. So that's the overall picture of this verse is describing. And the verse is saying, if we don't have a covenant all the time, day and night, it would be, there'd be no reason for the heavens and the earth to exist. If human beings don't do their spiritual work, the earth and the heavens will come to naught. They will disappear. Now, my comment comes and says, if you are doing a bad habit, and it's time to change that bad habit, you've realized that it's time to change it, that is creating the moment of practical revelation. If you just have the epiphany, but don't change your actions, there's no real, true revelation of light. In our world, it can only happen with actions. And a covenant, while we're discussing circumcision, and that is the understanding of the word Brit, covenant, your contract, your individual contract with Hashem is based on the actions that you do. So what do you need to do day and night as your contract with Hashem? And that's to think about Hashem day and night. And it's good to study the Torah, every aspect, day and night. And that's how you have constant revelation of the Brit, of the contract, of the covenant. That's what my comment is saying, although it is not as clear as perhaps it could have been.
Is it not giving us a hint, too, that Deborah had certainty connected with the covenant, whereas Barak didn't? And I know when we that's why she said the victory wouldn't go to them, to the men, or to Barak. It would be a woman who would do it. But
correct.
Okay. I know when we studied the prophetesses, and Deborah was one of them, there were several references that her husband was not an educated man. And well, I'm get into that because I don't want to remember. I don't know if I'm remembering it correctly, so let me just let you know. Because I think his name
is Mike. You're absolutely correct. He was married to a prophet, but he was not an educated man.
Right.
And he had lack certainty, which he had.
But then she referred him to study Torah, and I think she put him in a place where he was making Abdallah candles. So that put him amongst sages and teachers of Torah to help him spiritually, to grow spiritually.
That is correct. That's according to the Midrash, because the Midrash could not understand how a woman who is capable of being a prophet, who was educated, would be connected, would have been married to an Ama Aretz, to a not knowledgeable man. And there are other Midrash that say she was just more educated than him, but he was still educated, but relative to her, he lacked certainty. So there's many ways to understand those hints.
Mm-hmm. I know that's a song that there were, you know, that I think Deborah sang. That's one of the songs. I just don't remember this beginning
its introduction in time of tumultuous strife. So tells me we need to go back and reread that again.
It's always, that's why we say, that's why we study the Torah. We study the Torah every year, and until you've studied the Torah 101 years, you're going to be not remembering all aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're out of time, so we will have a very interesting class at the 7 o'clock class tonight. It'll be about Yom Kippur. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you'll join us.
Okay.
Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.